How is it going, Luciana? Very happy. Come here. You want a pillow? Tell her to sit comfortable, no?
This way, I'm sorry.
This way or that way, it doesn't matter. You can even sit on her. You can use her as a pillow.
Okay.
Dear Swaha, I'm back in this beautiful place. I never thought I'd be back again. Never say never, babe. But now, what?
She thinks that since her age.
Oh. This is just the beginning. But now I'm here and I'm very happy, above all, to see you again. You are the light of my heart, the one giving me serenity and love. I am immensely grateful for what you have done for my son and for my daughter. As a parent, I was not able to transmit to them so many beautiful emotions, as many as they have received from you. Thank you. Swaha, now I want to speak about me. I would also like to find these emotions, that joy, to open my heart. But in these first days, I feel confused. Something inside doesn't allow me to open my heart. I feel it's closed as if a drill vise. I don't know what to do, and I'm in a hurry. Lost too much time. Yeah, but now the heart is open.
Thank you.
No, the heart is open. No? Something has happened these last 2 days since you wrote this. Yes.
I see my heart open.
Open. That's why I had to wait a few days. Because you cannot be in a hurry. You just have to allow yourself to relax, to be taken care of. All that doing is keeping you from just feeling what is available. And now I want you to start relaxing more. Taking care of yourself. Yes. Your heart, like every heart, is very fragile. Very silent. So you have to allow yourself to become silent. Feeling the love. Then your own heart will talk to you. It will say, "Hey, Luciana, it is so good that you listen to me. Let's be friends." That's how you have to be with your own heart. Your whole life you had focus on so many things. Family, children, work. Now is the time. So I can understand you're in a hurry. But at the same time, you have to allow it. To be patient.
She wants to have everything that she lost. She wants to take it.
But it is there. It's there where it always has been. It's just that you went away. Being occupied with life. That's what's happening now here. You're coming back. It's waiting for you. But you cannot push it. It's in the inner world, it's a different law than the outer world. The more slow, the more gentle you go, the quicker it happens. In the outside, you can think you go hurry, you reach quick. But in the inner world, you have to just allow. So let that be your responsibility for yourself. Don't promise.
No promise.
No, this is okay. I want to get out of this situation. I want to break down this armor. It's already broken. You feel it?
Yeah, I feel it.
You feel it.
Yeah. Thank you.
No, you know it's possible. The armor is gone. No, you have to take care of it. Like you take care of a little flower. I like to show to the whole world that life is so beautiful and that I have a lot of love to give. But I'm not able to do that. I've been trying, but my heart doesn't listen to me. I ask for your help. I ask for a word from you. I love you, Luciana. Now the heart listen. And now you are able, no? Amor.
So, thank you, Sua. Thank you. I love you.
Hey, Luciana, say to the whole world that life is beautiful. Tell them.
La vita è bella. Yeah.
Vita bella.
What a lucky find, the ending of the search, the stopping of my mind. How can I express the changes taking? Piercing me. tears have appeared in answer to my call. In ignorance and fear, I sabotage them all. But from you I could not.
Where's Marina? How is it going, Marina? You came from Russia, you speak better Norwegian than English. Kumud will translate into Russian. She speak Russian. Maybe she needs a little vodka first. Therefore, I'm very grateful for being accepted and to come here to Dharma Mountain again. This is not my first retreat. I have been here for 2-3 short retreats earlier. I must say that I wanted to write to you earlier also, but I was afraid to write to you, and I thought a lot about how to do it, since I don't speak English and even not so good Norwegian. No, I don't want to think about the language. don't think about the language, it's something else happening beyond the language. Like that smile, everybody understands that smile, no happiness. It doesn't matter if they're from Russia, Brazil, Norway, China, America, no. Everybody understands smile, no? That language I understand. I feel a great desire to write a letter to you and talk more closely with you. I don't have the possibility to wait so long again. Time goes so fast. Now I have to take the chance. It's very easy to miss the chance. And then whole life goes. You have to see what is available in the moment. I think a lot about why we came to this big world. I don't think we came just to work and have many problems and then go to the grave. That's true, Marina, but many people, that's how they do it. They just have problems, work hard, and go to the grave. But so much more is possible, no? And you have seen a lot from life already, and that's why you know now that this, what is happening, is very precious. You don't want to waste more time. You want to dive in. And when you take that decision, then it only the decision makes you very happy. That's what I said the other day. Many people, they can't even decide. You have to come to a point in your life where you can take a clear decision, this is what I want. And you can never do that from your mind, from your thinking mind. You can only take a clear decision from a place of clarity in you, from your heart. Then you know. And you have to follow. I have done many things to make myself happy and joyful, but I'm not enjoying myself a lot. I have studied a lot, got some education, some professions. I search for love, and I've been married twice. I have a son and a grandchild. I love my boys and miss a lot of having contact with them after my son and his family moved to Estonia. I worked very much, especially the last 5 years. Traveled a lot through many countries. I have many people around me, but I feel lonely. And people never been as lonely as now. They think they have hundreds of friends on the Facebook, but they are just lonely. Then one friend is much more worth than 100,000 in your Facebook. But the world is so false that people even say that, oh, this pop star, she has 100,000 followers on Facebook. That is a sign that is a total failure. I feel that my head wants to control everything. I feel that I'm not living for myself anymore. I have done a lot according to my mother's demands and decisions, done what was expected from me by teachers in schools, what my colleagues were expecting, what my clients were expecting, what my friends was expecting and needing. I feel I have been spending a lot of time on other people and I didn't have time for myself. I thought I had to be perfect. And if I did everything like they wanted, I would be appreciated and a good person. But this doesn't give me love, and not joy, and not happiness. Yes, that is true. But you have to find that out yourself, which is what you have done now. Otherwise, many young people, they still have their dreams. That fame will make me happy. Marriage will make me happy. Money will make me happy. Being so and so will make me happy. It's all dreams. And lucky are those who get out of the dreams. No, you can start finding true happiness now. And the only place you find that is with yourself. Now is time that you come back to yourself. Not listening to anybody else. Not trying to please anybody else. But to please yourself, be yourself. You have to be strong in spirit to break this old habit. That is what Jesus said, you have to be strong in spirit. Those who are weak in spirit, they listen like to everybody else. Only those who are strong in spirit can be able to listen to that silent voice of God in your heart. Now I am here and I have time to get to know myself and to come back to myself. I want to listen to my heart and open my heart more and feel the love that is there. I have great desire to let go of this big bag of problems I'm carrying all the time. It's too heavy. I want to be free and I wish to be shown more of life. People carrying all their problems because they don't see that these problems. So if you see that you are carrying something and you don't want to carry it, then you drop it. So we drop it now, no? And how do you feel if you drop all your heavy problems? How do you feel then? What? How do you feel? Gouvri, yes? You feel good and free. That's how you do. Gouvri, you feel like that. Let's try that for a change. To feel good and free. Gouvri. No, we know how it is to be really tired and carrying all the problems for so many years. So that, no, we have learned that. We don't need to practice more. And especially not Marina. Then we drop it. And we feel good and free. Okay? Many people still want to carry their problems. Let them carry. Maybe they even want to carry your problems. Who cares? No, I'm here and I have time to get to know myself and come back to myself. I want to listen to my heart. I want to rejoice and cry when I want to and to give myself the chance to be strange. Yes. Show yourself new faces. Allow yourself to be a little strange, a little crazy. Maybe not in the middle of the city, but in your own house at least. Have fun, be silly. And not be perfect. To not be perfect is to be perfect. I ask you, Swaha, for help to be free, to have a new life and new possibilities. I feel incredibly good and very, very at home here at Dhamma Mountain. Here I can be myself. This is a totally unusual place where I can refuel my energy and really heat up my heart, and it opens up to new experiences. Yes, that's what it is. This brings me to really why I moved to Norway. And I really believe that this is how it is. It was only to meet you, my dear Swaha. Welcome, Marina. I want to ask you to be my master and to guide me on the path that I really want to follow. I ask for help on this path back to myself. Interest. I ask you for a new name and sannyas. I want to have the opportunity to be closer to you and to hear you and really listen to you. Marina, with great trust and love. That's beautiful, Marina. You're welcome. That's what I'm here for. I hope you understand, and it's a bit difficult to express myself in Norwegian. I totally understand. No problem. Do you understand also? That's how it is. Nandika, you also understand now? How good it is now. Don't even need to travel also. Even Yogen managed to come. Huh? It was about time now. Hmm? Beloved Swaha, for the past few years, I felt really lost. I had this whole bag of ideas, but no strength to let go after any of them. I have not been studying, which should be the right thing to do in my stage of life. I wasn't happy, and I wasn't unhappy either, but I felt something was really missing, that my life wasn't complete. Life is not complete before you are complete. For me, it was really easy. Every time I felt like changing or doing something, I just lightened up some mayana and came back to my inertia. And it was very comfortable until I felt my mind was driving me crazy. Then Vanini saw it from the outside and asked if I felt like doing the next retreat. I had no other way to quiet my mind down, so I decided to come and see with my own eyes. And what does your own eyes see now when you are here? Love. Then when you feel that true love, then do you feel complete? Yes. That was the missing. Yes. What?
All you need is love.
Before I came here, my ego was above the white clouds. I was so related to my own fake life that I couldn't see that it was a big fucking lie. What I felt in these past days, no money can buy. I felt the purest love, and I felt so safe with people I can trust. I fell in love with this energy that involved me so fast, and from one brief second I could feel the taste of being myself. That's what you are missing again, just yourself. And that is very difficult to find, no matter where you are. I know I'm very happy, like I always are when people are coming back. But it's totally normal when you're a teenager, you have to do silly things. Then you only, I always wait anyway, without waiting. Maybe they get back, maybe not. So that's what I felt about you also, Yogan. Who knows what will happen, no? Because you have to do your thing. It's natural when you're a teenager, you want to rebel, no? You want to be free, but you don't know what freedom is. And freedom in the world is totally stupid things. Doing stupid things, that is freedom in the beginning. And then smoking marijuana, taking ayahuasca, or heavy drugs and coke and drinking, and all these things that you are destroying yourself with. That, for some people, is fun, is freedom. So now you try that, and you saw that. Now we can talk again now. You have done that now. It's your own experience. You didn't get happy. In fact, you were very unhappy. Something was missing. You wasn't complete. But it had to come to this point where you were ready to come, you know? Otherwise, nobody can pull you into this. It has to be an openness. that no, you want to find out for yourself. And luckily, you have such a good mother like Vanini, no? Who knows? Because her life changed. And look now at your nice sisters also. How happy they are, no? It takes time, but you did very good. It's not a long time. You are still very young, and you are back, no? That's what Luciana said. No, she is in a hurry now. No? Whole life is going in all kinds of things. No, if you wake up now, you can live a totally different life. Then you don't need to smoke marijuana to feel that you are happy or relaxed. This is just for unconscious people, drugs makes you more unconscious. It brings you more into your head. And that also, if you have been smoking a lot, it takes time to get it out of the system. So you have to push yourself now, not to fall back in it. Because this, everything with drugs is that is a very easy way out. But it's not real. And also when you do drugs, you feel very antisocial. You feel anxiety, you don't really function because you are not clear. So it's very difficult then to find out what you really want, what is the right thing for me. That you can only feel when you are coming back to yourself, which you are doing now. So now it's a whole new life starting again. How do you like it?
Awesome. I love it.
You were sitting on my lap when you were very little, no? No. You remember, no? No, again you can sit on my lap maybe. You're too big now. You see, you have to have your own experience. It's totally normal. It's very good. You should do crazy things when you are young, no? The worst thing is when I see grown-up people doing stupid things. That is the worst. And they do that all the time. Same silly things. Things that you should be finished with when you were a teenager, no? That's the time to be really silly. To see a silly grown-up man or woman, that's really embarrassing. It means they haven't learned anything in life. If you are very, very intelligent and you come from good karma from before, then you don't even need to do it when you are a teenager. Because you remember that this is just false. And it's never been so normal in the world from this all the sleepy people to use hashish and marijuana and alcohol and ecstasy and all these things that you put in you for the young generation. But it's totally crazy. But because people are crazy, they don't know what they're doing, so it becomes normal. So it depends what group of people you come into. You can find anything in this world. You find people that like to torture each other. So it depends where you end up. If you are not aware, for some people anything is normal. It depends where you are. And then they get more and more lost, even innocent people. And that's what's happening for most young people, which you have gone through now yourself. You can come in contact with people and you get lost because that is what is normal there. Then just by changing, no, you are here. No, it's a totally different reality. is like heaven and hell. Heaven and hell isn't after life. It is here on this planet. You can live in heaven or you can live in hell. But to live in heaven, you have to be conscious. And that takes work, to leave all the unconsciousness. To live in the real, you have to let go of the unreal. It's much easier to live in the unreal, because everybody is living there. It's totally normal to be intoxicated of drinking, of drugs, of doing stupid things. That is what is normal. It's not normal in this world to be conscious. So if you see this now, everything can change. You say, before you came here, the ego was so above everything. I was so related to my own fake life that I could see that I couldn't see that it was a big fucking lie. That's exactly how it is. You have very good luck. You came here now. So you open your eyes again. You realize that. Now I can talk to you again, huh? You can start having fun now. You ready? Huh?
Yes.
What?
Very much ready.
What?
Ready.
All this is just so awesome. Thank you for sharing this wisdom, this light and this love with us. I'm really, really glad for being here. Thank you, with lots of love, Yogen. Now you know what I was into. No, I gave you these names long ago, but then you had no idea. No, it's a different you now. Welcome back. Come here.
Think.
No, let go of that Mayana now and get stoned on something else now. If you are really full of life and conscious, then you don't need anything, because life in itself is so blissful now. Nothing can come close to life itself. So if you are plugged in with life, then nothing. I know these things because when I met my master, it disappeared from one day to the next. All these things, it just katush. People, they stuff all kinds of stuff, ecstasy, and then they have to go and do the rave party. No? Why? No, here, people are... If anybody is looking when you're dancing, then you think everybody is on ecstasy. We say ecstasy, but it's a different ecstasy. It's life itself. That the whole world has forgotten that. You have to feel, just feeling the music instead of putting yourself, you have to be sensitive, then everything is so nice. It all depends on your consciousness. Mm-hmm.
when it hits it. You feel okay. Whoa, whoa, I say one good thing about music when it hits it.
You feel okay.
Hit me with music. Hit me with music now. This is
Trenchtown Rock.
Don't watch that.
Trenchtown Rock.
Big fish or sprat now.
Trenchtown Rock.
You reap what you sow.
Trenchtown Rock.
And only judge I know.
Trenchtown Rock.
I'll never turn my back.
Trenchtown Rock.
I'd give the summer a try.
Trenchtown Rock.
I'd never let the children cry.
Trenchtown Rock.
Oh, you got to tell judge why. It's Kingston 12. It's Kingston 12. It's Kingston 12 now. It's Kingston 12.
Know why you come tell and so.
Oh no.
Know why you come tell and so.
Scabba-dip, scabba-dip.
You come pull I up.
Scabba-dip-dip, scabba-dip, scabba-dip.
You come pull I up.
Whoa, whoa, I'm a groover. And the world knows it by now. Now, 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 y'all. Oh, now I said,
you feel no pain.
You see again, that's what even Bob Marley was missing. He was looking for it, but in the wrong places. It was not so many. It's never been so many enlightened people around. So then you look in drugs instead. But who knows, maybe he's back as you, I don't know. No, you want to learn something else now. Beyond that. This is what Kabir, a mystic, says. Friend, listen. Listen to me very carefully. Realize yourself now. Without knowing yourself, you will drown in this worldly ocean, in your dreams. You already have this human body. Now, start to do the human thing. Your wife, your children, your property, your dreams, they will not go with you. Realize yourself now. It's getting harder later. This opportunity will pass. Then you will regret. Try anything you like. chanting, fasting, charities, yoga, austerities, without true knowledge, without wisdom, you can never become free. Listen. Not so many words anymore, beloved, beloved, just a little sharing. Since you called me home, there is this beginning of recognizing. Recognizing what? Myself? These are not the right words, yet I don't know what to call it, how to call it. It feels as if I passed through the first threshold, the first barrier, a beginning, again and again, a coming home, into your heart, into your hands, into you. Thank you so much, Babaji. Yours in so much love, so grateful, Pramadhu. Since you called me home, there is this beginning of a recognizing myself. These are not the right words. There is no word for it. But it is a paradox, because first, people, they don't have any self. They are unconscious. They only have dreams. They only have mind. They only have ego. So first, we have to come back to the self. That's why you have to crystallize yourself, being somebody. Take decision, be creative, responsible, aware. Then what's happening after that is you start, this self start evaporating. Then the whole journey is to let go of that self. But first you have to create it. First you have to become crystallized. So that is impossible to call anything. You can call it yourself. You can call it consciousness. You can call it love. You can call it awareness. But more and more that self, whatever it is, has to go. So in a way, the self is really no self. It's like you're peeling an onion layer for a layer for layer for layer for layer. Then you come to the very end and there's nothing. But you're so used to peeling, 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 peeling. You always think it's something there. That is consciousness. So there is some tradition call it the self, but that self is the no self. It's just consciousness. Then you are out of the way. Then only consciousness itself is functioning through this body-mind system, this body. That is freedom. Best not to call it anything or say anything. Best is just to be quiet and enjoy. Beloved Babaji and beloved Rishi, no, Rishi's also come in here. What more can the heart long for than being allowed to witness this communion between this master and this disciple? A transmission of the beyond. So beautiful that this body can hardly take it, experience it. Thank you, beloved Master, and thank you, beloved Rishi. Thank you for sharing with all of us. Pramadhu. That is what satsang is, to get more and more out of your own way and dissolved in the master. And that is the love. No, that is the easiest way, because it goes beyond any technique, any sadhana, any practice. This is the mystery. A transmission of the beyond. This is the unseen thing that only a disciple, only a devotee can experience. People can look at it from the outside and it looks strange. They don't understand. People don't understand from the mind, from the ego. Nobody can understand. What are you doing here? They don't understand what can transpire because they never have touched it. It's like just Yogen was saying, he was somewhere else. Everybody is somewhere else. But something was missing. But most people, they don't even in touch with that something is missing. Just to feel that, you have to go deeper. Then when you are touched by it, some divine spark again, some consciousness, then everything changes. Everything falls into place. But this is an insider story. Only when you have tasted it, when you have experienced it, then you know. But it's impossible to talk about it. It's only by tasting it that you know. And what is that? That you cannot put into words, but is so delicious, so immense, this transmission is so beautiful that this body can hardly experience it. What is that? That is something, when you have touched it, then you are ready to get rid of anything. Because you want to get settled in it. It's priceless. That's how it always has been, but it's for very few people on this planet who experience that. It's consciousness itself. What more can the heart long for than being allowed to witness this communion between the master and this disciple? That is how it is. It's the most mysterious that is. The master doesn't know more necessary than the disciple, but he is more. So slowly, slowly, when the disciple also become more and more of that presence, of that love, of that consciousness, then you become know also more of that isness. That is the whole thing. First, you are so full of yourself, the master is just full, an empty fullness. So, closer you come to that, that is the communion. The more and more you recognize that, then you come back to yourself. Nobody can talk about it. It's an inner experience. This is the transformation that happens. This is the transmission. In a way, the master is no more, the disciple is. So, the disciple coming closer, closer, he starts touching that space again of being a nobody, just being a consciousness. That is the transmission. Then, when that has happened, no disciple, no master, only consciousness. then it's only one thing to do, and that is having a cup of coffee.
No one.